It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Governor Evers has proposed legalizing medical marijuana and decriminalizing possession in small amounts, but top Republicans oppose those ideas. We'll ask you to call in with your thoughts on whether pot should be legal here in Wisconsin. First, when you go out for breakfast and glance at the menu, do you tend to look for something with bacon? You find something that looks really good, but decide you want a few extra strips, so when it comes time to order, maybe you sound a bit like Homer Simpson.
I'll have the smiley face breakfast special. But could you add a bacon nose, plus bacon hair, bacon mustache, 5 o'clock shadow made of bacon bits, and a bacon body?
How about if I just shoved a pig down your throat? I'm kidding.
A 2017 survey by National Today shows that 21% of Americans said if they could, they'd eat bacon every day for the rest of their lives. 16% said they couldn't live without bacon. 18% said bacon is their favorite food. Only 4% said they don't like bacon. In this week's edition of Food Friday, we're going to talk about why we love bacon so much and share some ideas on what to do with it. Eliza Cross writes about food, cooking, and other lifestyle topics. She's the author of several books, including 101 Things to Do with Bacon, 101 More Things to Do with Bacon, and Bacon, Beans, and Beer. Eliza, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's great to be here. I love that Homer Simpson clip.
It really nails it, doesn't it? Well, Eliza, just from the book titles, I'm going to make an educated guess. You kind of like bacon.
I absolutely love bacon. If I could, I would eat it every day. Day as well.
And why is it that we humans, so many of we humans, really have this thing for bacon? It really does stand out for a lot of people.
I think on a just simple basis, we love the aroma of bacon. When it's cooking, it smells like home. It smells like being in your mom's kitchen with good smells. Bacon has a crunchy texture. It's just a joy to eat. And there are actually scientific reasons why we like bacon as well.
What are those?
A researcher at America's Test Kitchen actually went deep into bacon to find out why it's so appealing. The cell membranes of the muscle tissue contain fatty acids. This doesn't sound real appealing, but they disintegrate when they're cooking to yield that bouquet of flavorful compounds that we love. Some of these compounds have sweet, nutty, caramel notes. Others have more grassy notes. And others are that buttery flavor that seems to be a big key to loving bacon. And of course, it's got that savory taste too, that umami that's so appealing.
Let's get into some of the basics of frying up some bacon, because there can be downsides. You get splattering sometimes, uneven cooking. I've had it, you know, where it's, you know, a little soft over here, a little charcoaly over there. What to you is the key to cooking it well and hopefully tidily?
My favorite way to cook bacon is to set the oven at a lower temperature, maybe 275. Line a cookie sheet with foil, and then you simply lay the bacon on the foil, leave a little space between each strip, and put it in the oven. Depending on how thick it is, it might take 15 to 25 minutes to cook. You can kind of pull it out once in a while and check it and flip it, but it will cook evenly, and then you can just wad up that foil and throw it away when you're done.
Yeah, I heard about oven cooking bacon a few years back, and it really is a game changer. I feel like my bacon comes out a lot more consistent, and there's a lot less mess. Is that what you found too?
Yes, it is. It keeps it nice and flat, and it's perfect if you're a little bit lazy in the morning like I am, because you don't have to fuss with it. You can just put it in the oven, drink your coffee, and wait for your perfect bacon to cook.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Eliza Cross about bacon. She's the author of several books, including a few about bacon, including Bacon, Beans, and Beer. Eliza, you mentioned making it in the morning. I know you've got recipes for every time of day, but what are some of your favorite breakfast or brunch combos involving bacon?
One of my favorites that might be really good for all of you tomorrow when the snowstorm moves in is a Dutch baby with bacon. And you can put apple in that, but that's a pancake that is made with an egg batter. You pop it in the oven It puffs up and looks so beautiful. And then you can drizzle it with maple syrup when you're done.
Ooh, so a baked pancake and then with the baked bacon. And actually, there is something magical about syrup, maple syrup hitting the bacon.
It's a wonderful combination. It's almost like those two flavors were made to go together. And if you like a more savory taste, you can do a burrito and put bacon in it. Maybe scramble some eggs, do a little potato, cook your bacon and drain and crumble it and put that inside. You could smother it with green chili, maybe a little Wisconsin cheese on top. So that's perfect if you're more of a savory person than a sweet person.
And here's another one that's in the same neighborhood, a good breakfast dish. You shared a couple recipes with us. We've got it at WPR.org/Food Friday. One of them is Asiago Bacon Mini Frittatas. Talk us through this one.
This is a great recipe if you're hosting brunch because you can make these little frittatas ahead of time. They're egg-based, so they kind of have that omelet flavor. The Asiago cheese gives it a really nice nutty flavor that pairs really well with the bacon. You can make those ahead of time and then just heat them up before everybody comes over if you're hosting breakfast.
Now, we asked our listeners to share their bacon thoughts. Tim on the Ideas Network Facebook page writes, he likes BLTs with locally smoked bacon and vine-ripened tomatoes. Now, the BLT is a classic. Do you have thoughts on how to make the best possible bacon, lettuce, tomato?
I agree with Tim that using garden-ripe tomatoes is where it's at. That's the key to a really great BLT. I like to cook the bacon so that it's nice and crispy so that when you bite it, it crunches and breaks off. So you don't have that awkward, have you ever bitten into a BLT where you're kind of struggling?
Gnaw through.
And, yeah. Yes, I hate gnawing.
Hope I'm not grossing people out there, but yes, I have been there.
And then nice crispy lettuce, good mayonnaise like Hellman's. You've got to have real mayonnaise when you're making a BLT and some beautiful, crispy, toasted bread. I wish I had one right now.
That sounds great. And, you know, that Tim mentioned locally smoked bacon. Do you, sometimes we'll just take whatever bacon is available, but if you're looking at different kinds of bacon, different, cuts or varieties, what kind of things do we consider there?
I love bacon that is handcrafted, smoked, maybe over cherry wood or hardwood. I love bacon producers that are good to their animals. I think that reflects in the taste and everything that they do. And I love lean bacon. You can definitely look for that at your favorite market, and definitely locally sourced is always the best.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The question I have real briefly is, I have not been able to microwave bacon and still have it taste as well as either putting it in the oven or frying it up. Is there any secret to microwaving it to get a better taste, or is it just don't even try? Thanks so much.
You bet. And I do occasionally microwave bacon. If you're in a hurry, it's a great way to go. It's not my favorite cooking method because it does tend to dry out the bacon a little bit. If you're making bacon crumbles to go on deviled eggs or something like that, you can definitely use the microwave. So here's a couple of keys. I think it's important to layer the plate with about 4 or 5 layers of paper towels. You need that big, heavy cushion to absorb a lot of the fat. Lay the strips, don't overlap them. Cover with 1 paper towel, and then cook it at 50% power. It will take a little bit longer, but that way it won't just nuke it. It will cook it more slowly, and I think you'll be happier with it.
All right. Good luck, Charlie. We're talking about cooking with bacon on this edition of Food Friday. Eliza Cross is with us. She writes about food, cooking, and other lifestyle topics, and she's the author of books including 101 Things to Do with Bacon and Bacon, Beans, and Beer. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite bacon-inclusive recipe? What do you like to make or serve with bacon? How do you cook it? Do you have questions about how to cook with bacon or how to use it in different kind of dishes, not just breakfast, but meals, entrees, dinners, desserts? And have you experimented, have you tried turkey bacon or vegetarian bacon substitutes? How have you done with that? Do you like those? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page and find a couple recipes from Eliza at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll pick up a conversation coming up on Central Time.
Every morning, I wake up and I smoke a cigarette, and then I eat 5 strips of bacon. And for lunch, I eat a bacon sandwich, and for a midday snack,
bacon.
Bacon, a whole bacon. Damn plate.
Burgess Meredith there in Crumpier Old Men, introducing our Food Friday topic for today. We're talking about bacon. Rob Ferret here on the Ideas Network. It's Food Friday. Eliza Cross is with us with lots of advice and recipes on how to cook with bacon. She's the author of books including 101 Things to Do with Bacon and Bacon, Beans, and Beer. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan? What kind of things do you like to include bacon in when you're cooking? Do you have questions about what to do with it? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I'll go back to your calls now. Roy is with us in Platteville. Roy, hi. Ooh.
How you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I go to the butcher shop and get side pork, and I season it myself. I've never cooked it in the oven. I was wondering if we got any experience there.
Side pork, and is that an cured or uncured, Roy?
I think it's uncured bacon.
Okay. All right. Have you worked with this, Eliza?
I personally have not, but I think that would be a fun experiment. I don't see why it wouldn't be fantastic cooked in the oven. Are you going to put it in a cure and make your own bacon from it?
No, I just cook it like, but I put pepper and I use a spice called Wundomus, and I put it on this and just fry it in a pan, but I've never done it in the oven.
Interesting. Boy, okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah, good luck. Give it a try in the oven. I can't see how terribly bad it could go. I imagine if you cook it like bacon on a pan, it would work in the oven, too. Are people, Eliza, curing their own bacon a lot? It seems like the sort of a home artisan type project I could see people getting into.
I have not personally done this, but I have seen recipes, and it does look like a great way not only to make your own product, which is always fun, but also to control the additives, make a little bit more healthy product.
Thanks a lot for that call, Roy. We'll go to Joe with us in La Crosse. Joe, hello.
Hello. So my question is, I eat a lot of fried bacon, and I was always taught to save the bacon grease. And then we can use it for, you know, oiling up the pan for steaks or hamburgers or something like that. So I was wondering if you had any other ideas for how I could apply bacon grease.
Yeah, you save your bacon grease, as do I, Eliza. What kind of things do you do with it?
I love saving the bacon grease, and that's such a great question. I'm really glad you asked that. If you strain it when it's still hot and get most of the particles out of it, you actually get a product that can last for a long time. I keep it in the refrigerator so that it lasts longer. You can use it for cooking. I actually have a peanut butter cookie recipe that calls for part butter and part bacon grease. The combination of those two flavors with the peanut butter is extraordinary.
Wow.
You can also use it in cookies like ginger cookies, spice cookies. It pairs really nicely. Anything that you're cooking, like fried rice, would be really good with a spoonful of bacon grease. I'm a huge fan of using it for cooking. That's great.
Thanks for that call, Joe. And my favorite thing I've ever done with leftover bacon grease is I had some leftover squash that I'd cooked a while back, fried that up in there, then fried a fried egg, and what was left, put it on top of the squash, sprinkle a little cheese on it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So bacon fat and squash, I recommend highly. Just, you know, wait 5 months for that squash to be ready. Actually, before we go back to our callers, Eliza, you've shared another recipe with us I want to check out. This one is beer, bacon, mac, and cheese. That sounds like a good Wisconsin dish. Tell us about this one.
The combination of bacon with macaroni and cheese is so good. It enhances the creaminess of the macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese can be quite rich. If you crumple some bacon and put it in there, it actually adds a really nice contrast to that creamy richness. Adding some beer to the cooking water when you're making the pasta adds another flavor element, that kind of earthy, bubbly element. And those three things together make an unbeatable combination.
You can find that recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday. Eliza Cross is with us, author of 101 Things to Do with Bacon. We're talking about bacon on this edition of Food Friday. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Bloomer. Mark, hi. Mark, are you there? Mark's gone. We'll go to Deborah in Brown Deer instead. Deborah, hello.
Hi. Well, I wanted to ask if your guests had heard of Newskies, but also I just remembered when I lived on a sailboat many years ago in Florida, my friend wanted to make a dish, and we went all over the place looking for these mushrooms, and you brown onions, and then you add the mushrooms, and then sour cream and bacon. Oh, no, you do the bacon first. I'm sorry. Bacon,
yeah.
And onions, and I'm sure every ingredient would have to be perfect. Like, you like real mayonnaise, which I agree with. Vidalia onions would be great, but it really is good. It sounds greasy, but bacon is greasy by nature. But Newskies, have you ever heard of it? It's in Wittenberg.
Yeah, that's here in Wisconsin, Eliza, yeah.
I am so familiar with Newskies. It's one of my favorite bacons. If you want to be the most popular person in your family, like I was a few years ago, send your relatives Newskies for Christmas. They do wonderful mail order, and boy, was that a hit. I'm still hearing about that.
Deborah, thanks so much. And this is a common thing, I'll tell you, Eliza, for Wisconsinites to send to people who have moved out of Wisconsin. Probably up there with, you know, beer or cheese or whatever. Yeah, that bacon, I think it's sent a lot from here. Thanks for that call, Deborah. We'll go now to Mark in Onalaska. Mark, hi.
Hello.
Hi, what'd you want to tell us about?
You know, I was I've been a chef for a long time, and every once in a while people, they try to get health conscious, and I don't feel like bacon is something where you should try to be healthy, but I have never had great luck with, like, turkey bacon, or there's soy products. But, you know, one of the things, and I know this is probably cheating, and it's not really technically non-pork bacon, but if you take a little bit of that bacon grease and you use it on some of the turkey bacon, it makes it a little bit, I don't know, palatable, I guess.
Gotcha.
If you absolutely have to try something like that, I don't know. I just thought I'd share that.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. No, I've had
great
turkey bacon that other people have made and liked it. My problem is the line between still undercooked and charcoal is really thin for me. So I have a really hard time making it just right. Have you tried working with turkey bacon much, Eliza?
I am not a fan of what I call fakin', because I tend to believe in moderation in all things. So I don't quite see the point of turkey bacon. I do understand vegan bacon and totally respect people who want to eat vegan and still miss that flavor. I think there's a place for that. But turkey bacon, I kind of love the idea of basting it with bacon grease. It kind of seems like it might cancel out some of the healthiness, but
probably so.
Have to try that.
Thanks a lot for that call. I wanted to ask, Eliza, you've got in your cookbooks desserts, a fair amount of them, with bacon in them. What are some of your favorite ways? And we talked a little bit about bacon fat in cookies earlier, but how about actual bacon in dessert making?
First, I have to confess that my publisher asked me to include some dessert recipes, and I was resistant at first. I wasn't sure about combining something savory with bacon in a sweet recipe. But I had a lot of fun testing and experimenting. One of my favorite recipes that's very popular is a chocolate glazed bacon brownie. And the brownies are nice and fudgy. They have crunchy bacon that you add right before cooking and then put a nice chocolate ganache glaze on top. It's that sweet, salty, smooth, crunchy, just a flavor explosion when you eat them.
Let's bring on one more caller. Todd is with us in Janesville. Todd, hello.
Hi, just a comment for the deer hunters out there. When you take your deer in to get processed, some of the lager plants will make venison bacon. They mix a little bit of pork with your venison.
Huh.
And Holes is over in New Glarus does a really good job with putting a little maple syrup in there, and it's incredible. Just kind of change up your deer processing for the year.
Interesting, Todd. Thanks. I've had venison sausage and jerky, but never bacon. And it's a combo, he says, with some pork mixed in. Have you heard of people doing this, Eliza, with deer or other non-pig meats?
No, and I am learning so much from your callers. This is great. I can't wait to try venison bacon.
Yeah, we got a lot of unique Wisconsin twists up here. So anything that you're kind of pushing the edge, pushing the envelope on, Eliza, as we wrap up expanding the frontiers of baconology?
Well, the comedian Jim Gaffigan says that bacon is so good that when they want to make other foods taste better, they wrap them in bacon. I think it's fun to experiment with different things and try wrapping different foods in bacon. I love, for instance, going to a party. I bring a specialty that I call meat-wrapped meat, which is bacon wrapped around little smokies or bacon wrapped around meatballs. You can wrap your Thanksgiving turkey in bacon. I think the sky's the limit.
And you have no shortage of party invitations, I'm guessing.
Whenever I'm invited to a party, if I don't bring a bacon appetizer, people are very disappointed.
Eliza, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
As Eliza Cross, she writes about food, among other things. Her books include 101 Things to Do with Bacon, 101 More Things to Do with Bacon, and Bacon, Beans, and Beer. We've got 16 tips from Eliza on how to cook and store bacon, what to do with the bacon grease, and more at WPR.org/Food Friday, plus two recipes that we talked about, beer, bacon, mac and cheese, and Asiago bacon mini frittatas.